السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also assisted at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, as I mentioned a day or two ago in an informal majlis here, and I always say an informal majlis means that now you must inform all people that were there, must inform the others, because that just happens when you're just sitting, some point comes to mind. So I mentioned that this is the trend at present, and it seems to be a worldwide trend, that they talk about detoxification. After all the intoxication, then they talk of detoxification, because they are taking so many things which causes toxins in the blood and body. So now they talk about detox. So I had mentioned to the brothers that were there in that informal majlis, that when we were in India, at that time, those hakims, they used to say that the best time to take laxative or to clean your system is springtime. Springtime is the best. They used to say that the medicine works best in spring. So winter, summer, autumn, we have the spring weathers or seasons, then we have spring. So the spring is the best time. After winter, then we'll get spring. So this springtime, they used to give medication to clean the physical body. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with this month of Ramadan that is our doorsteps. It is the spring. For spirituality, it is springtime. For cleansing one's spiritual self, there's no better time than the month of Ramadan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increases the sawab of our ibadat. I'm not going into a discussion now on that. This is a zikr majlis. We will just have a short talk and then some zikr. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the month for cleaning and purifying ourselves. All the intoxication that we have had of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan intoxicates us. When a person is intoxicated, then there's a wobble in his walk. Therefore, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, when his shaykh, out of humility, said, that where are you chasing after me? Go and look for somebody else. I am nothing. All those who are great, they say, we are nothing. So he said, I am nothing. He said, you can say what you wish to say, but if it has rained overnight and the leaves are wet, then no matter how much the leaves say that we haven't had any rain, but it shows that the leaves have had water falling on them. In the same way, he said, if somebody is intoxicated, he can hide the odor of his mouth with elachi. And when we were in school and we used to smoke, then to hide the bad odor, we used to use chicks. I don't know if it still exists. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. So you can hide the odor of your mouth. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, He took us out of all that. So you can hide the odor of your mouth. He says, but where will you hide your wobble in your walk? When a person is intoxicated, he said, where can you hide that wobble in your walk? And where can you hide the redness of your eyes? In other words, this ibadat that you made at night, and the zikr and the tilawat, and the noor that has come onto your face, and that ta'alluq ma'allah that you have got, the intoxication in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is evident in your life, clear as the daylight sun, where can you hide that? You can say what you want, say, but where can you hide that? So therefore I am saying that nafs and shaitan, it intoxicates. And when a person is intoxicated at that time, he doesn't see whether it's his mother or sister or auntie or who she is. The person is intoxicated at that time, he becomes like an animal. When a person is highly intoxicated, whether it's on drugs or whether on drink, then he becomes a virtual animal in human form. He becomes an animal. Even animals have got certain limits. But this person now has got absolutely no control over himself. So in that intoxicated state, then he engages in such kind of sins and crime and vices and evils, sometimes even murders and killings, and the person says, I was not aware of it. I didn't know what I was doing. Because there was an intoxication. Nafs and shaitan also, they intoxicate. The wine intoxicates a person, but he has to drink that wine. Alcohol intoxicates a person, but he has to drink that alcohol. And nafs and shaitan, they intoxicate us from inside. Nothing is going outwardly from the outside. But there's a lot of things that's happening on the inside. Although from the outside also, it's through the eyes, through the ears, and through the tongue. So much of other sins are committed, but I'm talking about the intoxicated person. It's nafs and shaitan's whisperings that intoxicates him. Now he just wants to go for whatever temptation has come into his heart. So the month of Ramadan that comes, all this intoxication, we get a good opportunity of detoxifying. Because only that person can fast who has got the conscious awareness, my Allah is watching. Can anybody else fast? A person doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala watching, knowing everything, listening, then he's not going to be able to fast. The moment there is an opportunity to eat and drink in privacy, he's going to do so. So this month of Ramadan is for detoxification, that we clean and purify our system. We give some time for our spiritual self, for physical bodies we have been nourishing so much, so much. And in fact, when the month of Ramadan comes, then the nourishment of the physical body sometimes increases so much that the person cannot even stand for Taraweeh, he cannot even get up for Tahajjud, he cannot even make some zikr and tilawat. All the time there is an intoxication again. This time it's intoxication of halal foods. And the person wants to just sleep and sleep, nothing else. So we don't say we mustn't eat, mustn't drink, mustn't keep on fasting day and night without meals. But this month is not for just eating and drinking and passing time. I've always said, time, you do not have to really make an effort to pass time. They say we're going to play cards, we're going to watch music, TV, we're going to play and listen to music, and we do this and we do that, and we play chess and we do all kinds of things. For what? To pass time. The time, we do not have to really make an effort to pass it. It will pass. We have to arrest that time from passing and make the best of that time. We have to arrest that time. That it is passing by very fast. So let's see whatever part of our time we can grab to make the best of it. That is the whole purpose. And this month of Ramadan, the doors of Rahmat are open. It's just that we do not have our receivers right. I've given the example when it comes to Hajj and Umrahs, that people go there and come back and sometimes they say that we haven't really got anything into our hearts. We find ourselves empty. So I said, if somebody goes to Niagara Falls and Victoria Falls and he comes back and somebody asks him that you went there, we gave you a big drum to go and fill up and bring back because there was no water around in our village or town. Now you went there and came back. Why is there no water in your bucket or in your drum or in your pail? The person says that, well, I don't know, it didn't fill up. Why didn't it fill up? In which way did you hold your drum or your bucket? It is upside down. So now if you take an upside down bucket and you go and stand by Victoria Falls, even though billions of liters of water may fall onto the bucket, it won't go inside because upside down. But if he straightens it, it will fill up. Within seconds it will fill up. So let us keep the buckets of our hearts and the drums of our hearts and the pails of our hearts wide open to receive the rains of rahmat that will pour. Cut down on all unnecessary occupation. Time will fly. Look at the number of Ramadans that have gone by. How much can we really show we have achieved in those months? Another one, we do not even know whether we will see the whole month or we will be just seeing a few days or we may not even see it. Who knows? So therefore, let us prepare ourselves mentally that the month of Ramadan is coming. A great guest is coming. A very great and honored guest is coming from somewhere. We don't start cleaning the house after he arrives. If the house is dirty, if the rooms are unclean and if the beds are, the sheets are soiled and so do we start after the guest arrives? Say, you wait now, let me first wash all this, let me clean up, let me do this. When we know also that he's coming, we know the date of his arrival. So like that, this month of Ramadan that is coming, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making the maximum. Fill our hearts with such nur and such rahmat and such barakat, such nuraniyat and ruhaniyat, that we can experience that qurb and that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And that which I have said more than 120 times by now, let us make an effort to get that stage in our lives, which Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi talks about, that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, when the fragrance of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description. It comes like waves in the heart. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. There will be programs here inshallah after Zuhur, after Asr, after Isha, after Fajr. Make dua, Allah give me the health, the strength, and ikhlas in all the khidmat that we render. People say this, alhamdulillah, they benefited in the past. Who knows, somebody changes his life and it becomes a najat, means of najat and salvation for us.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
This is what we have to repeatedly ask in the month of Ramadan also. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. My beloved Allah, we have become deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your azab and of your punishment because of our actions, our deeds, our vices, our evils. But you are loving, you are compassionate, you are merciful, you are kind, you are so forgiving. you really love forgiveness. Therefore, the Mubarak days and nights, we are extending our begging bowls before you and saying that out of your fazl, your kindness, your ihsan, karam se apne to dono jahan le, give us the best of dunya and akhir. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai, usko aman de. Those who are deserving of your wrath and anger, give them forgiveness and give them najat, salvation, give them security. And we should consider ourselves to be part of that ummat who is deserving of Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger. Not that always we point finger far away. Those people, they do a lot of wrong, they deserve Allah Ta'ala's ghazab. We are doing such things that we are also part of the same ummat. But we also seek for ourselves and we seek for them too, that Allah Ta'ala forgive everybody.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
Now keep that meaning in mind when I'm reading. Don't worry about, as I've repeatedly said, how beautifully it is sung. Injections are given by doctors. Are they beautiful? Operations are done. The chest is sliced. There's chipping, chopping, cutting, slicing. Some of the surgeons do exactly which our mothers and sisters do in the kitchen with onions and potatoes. So it's not very enjoyable, but the person even pays. Why? Because he wants cure from his ailments and sicknesses. That is what this is for.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
Inshallah, if we live in the month of Ramadan, you'll listen to this many more times.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
It may be poetry, but it is in the light of the Quranic duas. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. If you look at this couplet, it is exactly conveying that same message. You're saying, Ya Allah, with your fazl and your karam and your ihsan, give us the best of dunya and akhirah. And protect us, give us security, give us najat, give us salvation. That is waqina azab an-nar. So learn it.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, aur apni mohabbat ki bhi ek khaas shaan de.
Apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de. Truthfulness, truthfulness. In everything, truthfulness. Sidq in our outward, sidq in our inside. Our zahir and batin must be the same. We must be obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Apni muhabbat ki ek khas shaan de. When a person is madly in love, then his walk, his talk, everything changes. The person's style of life changes. Those who are madly in love with some film actors or actresses, then look at their walk, their talk, their hairstyle, their dressing, everything. So they say, Oh my beloved Allah, اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. Let me be also one of those people who, when they look at me, then they can see that this person's heart is brimming with the love of Allah Ta'ala. It's overflowing with the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The person's walk, the person's talk, the person's dealing, the person's action, everything shows and indicates that this person has got muhabbat with Allah and His Nabi Alaihi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے.
یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو ایسی ہر آن دے. یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو ایسی ہر آن دے.
اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی وجہ سے توفیق آف انڈرسٹینڈنگ اینڈ میکنگ عمل ول سٹاپ دیر.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں. مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین یا ارحم الراحمین ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. مائی بلاول اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ My most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. If you are not ours, nobody is ours. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. You could have destroyed us, you could have embarrassed us, you could have humiliated us. You could have exposed our evil actions and deeds before the whole world. My beloved Allah, how loving you are. How tolerant you are. How forgiving you are. How merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink. You could have snatched away all the bounties and ni'mats and gifts. Because of our disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ere Allah, we cannot do justice to making shukr of yours.
Even if we have to keep our foreheads in sajda till the day of Qiyamah, making your shukr, we cannot do justice, my beloved Allah, for even one ne'mat of yours. Ey mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ey mere Rabbe Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Do not turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our disobedience. Have mercy upon us, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Keep us in the shade of your rahmat and your mercy at all times. Protect our iman. Protect our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Rabbe Kareem, ey mere Rabbe Kareem, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, where do we go, my Allah, my beloved Allah, Allah. Bless us with life to see the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan. To make tilawat of the Quran Sharif in abundance. To make zikrullah in abundance. To make istighfar and tawbah in abundance. To read the tasbih of la ilaha illallah in abundance. Give us the tawfiq to increase our charities. Give us the tawfiq to give our zakats if due. Give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to bring about a total reformation and transformation in our lives. Fill our hearts with the rains of rahmat that will pour in the month of Ramadan. Distance us from all sins. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Shaitan ke addo ko khatam farma. Give us the tawfiq to clean up our homes also, all the filth that has come into our homes. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to clean our hearts of impurities that have embedded itself, malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy and jealousy. Ya Allah, ek din varna hai aakhir maut. Give us barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our life, in our time. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the people of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan and all parts of the world, my beloved Allah. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. We don't know when the angel of death will strike.
Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, burial in Maqam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes and desires of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness and with your ihsan, my beloved Allah, fulfill the good wishes and desires of everyone. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the difficulties, hardship and pain and suffering. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in difficulties and hardships, remove their difficulties. Those who are in financial problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله